Senate agrees to fund most of DHS, sending bill to House without ICE funding. By Sean Moran on March 27, 2026. The Senate early Friday morning approved a bill that would fund most of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, ending a two-month standoff between Republicans and Democrats. Senate Republicans accepted the Democrat offer to provide funding for all of DHS except for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, which includes border protection. The Senate approved the funding package by voice vote and the chamber will recess for 2 weeks. The House could vote on the legislation as soon as Friday. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, called the outcome unfortunate on Friday. The Dems wanted reforms. We tried to work with them on reforms. They ended up getting no reforms but, you know, we're going to have to fight some of those battles another day, he said. The Senate's approval of the legislation follows as President Donald Trump announced Thursday he would have DHS pay Transportation Security Administration, TSA, agents, who have been working without pay as the shutdown began a month and a half ago. Democrats have shut down funding for DHS as they seek to put constraints on federal agents that have been conducting immigration raids across the country. The deaths of Renee Good and Alex Pretty have led many Democrats to demand DHS agents no wear masks, require judicial warrants for immigration raids, and more. Senate Democrats were clear, no blank check for a lawless ICE and Border Patrol, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said Friday. Democrats held firm in our opposition that Donald Trump's rogue and deadly militia should not get more funding without serious reforms. While congressional lawmakers hash out how to address ICE and Border Patrol funding and conduct, the two agencies can continue to operate on roughly $140 billion in funding from the Big Beautiful Bill. It remains possible that a second Republican reconciliation bill, which could pass through the Senate with only 51 votes, may increase immigration enforcement funding. Thune said that it remains a good possibility. Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, said, "What's coming next will supercharge deportations."